You're listening to the Daily Mishnah Podcast with Benedict.
So we're just going to start the 16th chapter of Yevamot. And this is the concluding chapter of the tractate. And it's still focused, just like the previous one, just like the 15th chapter, on questions of evidence and testimony and essentially who we believe when, but also questions of doubt. And the chapter will begin, actually, with a question of doubt before, as the chapter develops, going back into the question of the reliability of testimony of different kinds of witnesses. But it begins with a question of doubt, and it's the classic situation where someone goes overseas, goes overseas in the era before WhatsApp and an email. Haisha shalach ba'ala v'tzarata li medinat hayam. So a woman goes to a country beyond the sea with her husband and with her rival wife. So there are two wives and one husband who are going to go across the sea. There's one wife and one husband who go across the sea. Aisha shehalach ba'ala v'tzarata li medinat hayam. A woman whose husband and whose rival wife went to a country beyond the sea. So she's stayed back in the land of Israel. But her husband's gone off with her other wife, with his other wife. Ba'u v'amrula. People come back and say to her, Mate ba'alich, your husband is dead. Lo tinase ve'lo tityabem ad she'teda shema me'uberet hi sarata. Now we're assuming, I think, that this woman has no children. I mean, as in the whole tractate of Yevamot, if the woman has had a child, then the husband hasn't died childless. So we're going to assume throughout that she doesn't have a child. But, of course, we don't know about the rival wife. Maybe a child was born overseas, and the Mishnah is going to rule. But the Mishnah doesn't know whether a child was born overseas. So the husband is dead, but we don't know whether he's childless or not. So we don't know whether Yibum applies or not. And because we don't know, the Mishnah is going to rule, Lo tinase, she shall not get married. Ve'lo tityabem, and she can't have Yibum. Ad she'teda shema me'uberet hi tzarata, until she knows whether the other wife was pregnant. And of course, the problem with Yibum is that it's both mandatory and prohibited. We can't do Yibum if there's no obligation to Yibum, because marrying your brother-in-law is forbidden in all other circumstances. And of course, she can't marry another man because maybe she needs to do Yibum. We just don't know. So she doesn't do anything. Hayala chamot, if she had mothers-in-law, really interesting here. If she had, chamot is in the plural. And this is in the plural in the Kaufman manuscript, actually. I don't think it's in the plural in the printed edition. Oh, yeah, no, it is in the printed edition as well. So if she had mothers-in-law, so it sounds like her father-in-law might have had two wives. Anyway, Eina chosheshet. If she had mothers-in-law, she need not be concerned. I.e., she need not be. So we're going back to a base situation here. I think we're no longer anxious as to whether the rival wife is pregnant. But the question is whether the mother-in-law perhaps had another son, in which case she might be liable to Yibum with somebody who she doesn't really know exists or not. Obviously, if there are no brothers, she's not liable to Yibum. So that's why it's crucial to find out whether her mother-in-law or her mothers-in-law had more children. Hayalo chamot eina chosheshet. If she had mothers-in-law, we don't need to be concerned. We don't kind of ask questions as to whether this woman might have had another son in the intervening period. But, yatsat melea chosheshet. If she departed while pregnant. So it sounds like the mother-in-law in this case has gone abroad. if she went abroad pregnant, Choshesheh, and then we actually are concerned that maybe she's obliged to do Yibum to someone who's somewhere abroad, we don't know where he is. And Rabbi Yehoshua Amer Eina Choshesheh, Rabbi Yehoshua says, we don't need to worry about these kind of situations in either case, although the halacha doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehoshua. What about now two sisters-in-law? And I think these are probably going abroad as well, because they are going to bring back, evidence, or they're going to bring back a story about their two husbands. Shtei Yivamot, that's two people who might have to perform Yibum, but this means two sisters-in-law, and I've translated it like that. Shtei Yivamot, two sisters-in-law. Zotomeret Meit Bali, Vezotomeret Meit Bali. One of them says, my husband is dead. And then the other one says, my husband is dead. So we both have evidence from one witness that each husband has been declared dead by one witness. And we've learned already that we believe that a husband is dead on the evidence of his wife. Because the rabbis don't want to create agunot. They trust a woman effectively as much as they would trust a pair of witnesses when she testifies to the death of her husband. But if one husband is dead and the other might be dead, these are the sisters-in-law, so their husbands are brothers. If both brothers are dead, it's fine. But we've said we don't accept the testimony of one sister-in-law about the other one. And we don't accept the testimony of the other sister-in-law about the one. We believe a woman when she says that her husband is dead, but we don't believe her when she says her brother-in-law is dead. We don't accept that testimony. So they are pinioned. This pair of women who we believe individually, when they say their husbands are dead, we don't believe them when they say their brothers-in-law are dead, even though the brothers-in-law are the same as the two husbands. It's again like Schrodinger's cat. The Mishnah can look at it one way to agree that the husbands are dead, but cannot look at it the other way to agree the brothers-in-law are dead, even though they're the same people. And so the Mishnah rules, Zo asura mipnei bala shel zo, one is forbidden to marry anybody or to do Yibum because of the husband of the other one. We don't know whether the husband of the other one's alive or not. Vizo asura, and that one is forbidden, mipnei bala shel zo, and the other one is forbidden to marry anyone because of the husband of this one, i.e., these women are both stuck in some kind of legal limbo. Laze edim velaze ein edim. Let's say one of them had witnesses and the other had no witnesses. Et sheyesh la edim asura. The one that had witnesses, well, she can't remarry because her brother-in-law is the one in doubt. Ve'et she'ein la edim muteret. The one that had no witnesses is permitted, because she's given evidence that her husband's died, and we got witnesses that her brother-in-law's died, so she's fine. So again, we have the same kind of legal quandary. You'd think the physical reality of both men should, if the physical reality of both men is that they're dead, then the legal reality of the two women should be the same. But it's not. If one had children, the other one had no children. The one who has children is permitted, because clearly she's got children, so her husband hasn't died childless. I think that one's pretty straightforward. The one that didn't have children is forbidden because of this legal quandary. Nityamabu. Let's say they both perform Yibum. Umetu Yivamim, and the Yivamim die, the brother-in-laws die. Maybe they find some other brothers, but the brothers die. Surot Lahinase, they're forbidden to get married. They're forbidden because they've only done. Why are they forbidden to get married? Well, their evidence that their husband has died has been good enough to allow them to perform Yibum. But once the brother-in-law has died, once the Yabam has died, we don't really know whether their original husband has died or not. I think that's the issue here. That there's a question mark about the original husband. So they can't remarry anybody. Rabbi Elazar Omer Huil Muteret La Yevamim. Rabbi Elazar says that since they were permitted to the Yevamim, once the Yevamim dies, they're subsequently permitted to any man. And indeed, the halacha goes according to Rabbi Elazar.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Daily Mishnah Podcast with Benedict.